So today, along with Taylor Heckert, who will join me shortly, we're going to run into the physical media collection back here. And it turns out we have a bluegrass section. So went in and I found a Doc and Merla Watson CD, and going to start with one of their tracks, St. James Infirmary. It's a standard. Let's hear them.
I went down to that St. James Infirmary, heard my baby groan. Nobody there could cheer me, 'cause I know that she'd soon be gone. And as I stood there a-grieving, my heart felt just like lead, knowing that she'd soon be leaving, and wishing it was me instead. Then I went out to old Joe's barroom. All the boys were there. Nobody understood my troubles, 'cause nobody seemed to care. Then I went back to the St. James Infirmary. All was still last night. There was my baby on a long white table. She was pale and cold and white. I put my hand on her pretty face, felt cold like marble stone, and I know that no woman could ever take her place. Lord, and it made me feel so never found a friend like me. Give me my box back coat and my button shoes. When you lay me down to sleep, put a pad hand of cards up in my lapel. Set my old guitar right down by my feet. I went down. Well, I knew that she'd soon be gone.
That was St. James Infirmary. Really quite apt, I think, for visiting our friends and family with snow-related injuries. And this next one is actually a request from a very avid listener of KFSK, you could say. And this next one is called Lord, Don't Move the Mountain, but I think more appropriately, Lord, Don't Move the Iceberg.
Now
Ain't that just the way? And hopefully the plows will move that ice berm. But in the meantime, all we can do is climb. And nothing like a little bit of organ music to get you ready. I want to play another track from the Doc and Merla Watson. This next one, Honey, Please Don't Go. I thought some slide guitar might be nice. And then we'll listen to a little bit of bluegrass fiddle after that.
Call my name. Why don't you call my name? You got me way down here wearing this ball and chain. Why don't you call my name? Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low. Honey, please don't go back to New Orleans, 'cause I love you so.
And to the attentive listener, that track, Honey, Please Don't Go, it's actually a very old blues track. I mean, I think originally first recorded by Big Joe Williams with the Joe Williams Washboard Blues Singers in 1935, I think. But it goes back much further than that. It's likely an adaptation of Long John, which is an old folk theme. But anyway, that's a blues classic. I love the slide guitar. This next one is some fiddle by Aubrey Haney, again from our bluegrass collection here at KFSK. This one is called McHattie's Waltz. Thank you. That was a lovely fiddle waltz by Aubrey Haney. And now this next track is from this band called McLeod. So this is an Alaskan band. And we'll play the first track off of this album, Red Sky.
I've been walking in my sleep, counting troubles instead of counting sheep. Where the years went, I can't say. I just turned around and they've gone away. And I've been sifting through the layers of dusty books and faded papers. They tell a story I used to know, but I'd forgotten so long ago. It's gone away with yesterday, and I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide. Vanished with him across the sky. It's gone away with yesterday, and I find myself on the mountainside where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide. That I have seen is the one that comes between the edge of night and the break of day, when the darkness rolls away. It's gone away with yesterday, and I find myself on the mountain where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide. Where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide.
Good morning, if you're just joining me. My name is Isaiah. I'm hosting Rising Tide this morning. And what you just heard was a track off of, well, two tracks off of McLeod from their album Bluegrass and Beyond. They're an Alaskan band, well, so they say. And that last track was Great Divide. And they have another one, which I'll play by them, which is actually a J.J. Cale cover. So this one, if you're ever in Oklahoma. All right, that was a cover of a J.J. Cale track, if you're ever in Oklahoma, by McLeod. And this next one is Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. And this first track is kind of a funk-inspired bluegrass. So there's a harmonica hooked up to a synthesizer and a banjo. Yeah, let's hear it. I have Taylor Heckert here with me in the studio, And we're going to do another one of our physical media roulette shows for the next half an hour.
I would say back by popular demand, but I think we're the only demand.
I'm popular.
So true.
So we're excited for it. We haven't quite done the roulette yet, so I do have one lined up.
I'm excited.
I'll listen to it. I guess
sure.
Everything is a roulette in a certain way.
Yeah. We don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is. So this one, it's by an artist, Buckwheat Zydeco. And normally I would ask you to pick a number, but written on the CD, number 5 is highlighted.
I believe in the wisdom of the ancients.
I believe in the wisdom of the ancients too. Looking at this little Rosetta Stone of mine, this one's called Hey Good Lookin' by Buckwheat Zydeco. All right. That was Hey Good Lookin' by Buckwheat Zydeco.
That was a fun way to start the morning. I like fun. The energy.
This next one you picked out from the folk section, ostensibly.
We think.
It's called The Return of Corner
Ray and Glover.
I just had so many questions. Where did they go? I'm so glad they're back.
Where did they come from?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah. I'm so excited for their return. I think we all are.
And so we know pitifully little about this, except that on guitar, it looks like it's Spider John Corner, Tony Glover. So I assume those are the two names of the guy. And then this another guy smoking a cigarette called Dave Ray. So I wonder if that's his instrument. Probably not.
I play the cigarette.
It's like the piccolo.
Whoa.
But, you know, just...
Never stop training.
Never stop training. No. We don't say that on the radio. Okay. Pick a number one or between 1 and 15, including those numbers.
14.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you make it easy for me?
Yeah, press a lot of buttons.
Okay. This track is called Packin' Trunk. Holy harmonica.
I love that.
That was great. These guys are actually not bad. I don't know where they went, what deal they made with what devil, but...
I'm so glad they're back.
Because we make the rules, I'm just going to pick another one from this track because I was so intrigued.
Our first encore in our short-lived show.
Yes, it is our first encore. Is that true? I don't know.
Yeah.
Where's our statistician?
Me.
Who did we hire for
me.
That? It's you, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this one, don't let your right hand know what your left hand do. Well, let's find this out. Hold on. I think it's track 11. You gonna play for me?
Don't let your right hand know what your left hand do. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand do. 'Cause if you do, you both be in trouble too. Come on. Don't let your old man know what your old lady do. Don't let your old man know what your old lady do. 'Cause if you do, you be in the way for a big bad tattoo.
So I thought that was another holy harmonica.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
It was pretty impressive. But instead, it was actually a bass harp, which I think you should just look up to get a photo of, because it looks nothing like a harmonica.
Yeah, it's a very wonky-looking instrument.
It is a very wonky. It kind of looks like a horseshoe almost.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I'm going to be listening to these guys later. I didn't hear that guy playing the cigarette, but maybe he does something else. Maybe he's there, like, moral support or something.
You need
this
that
is just
in every
guy
band.
Who's a friend.
Yeah, you need a roadie.
And then we talk to him sometimes whenever we need a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we bum a cig off of him. Anyway, this next track, I went into the blues section. Oh, something just fell down.
It was a zip tie.
Okay, not important. It's from an album called Satan and Album. It's by an artist called Satan and Adam. And this one is called the Harlem Blues. Why don't you pick one of these?
Oh, 100% track 2 called Groovy People.
Yep.
I'd love to see some groovy people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May I also as well?
Yeah.
May you, listener, also too.
Yeah. Groovy people.
Yeah. wild people, people. Every day I got a smile on my face. I'm so glad to see you. Come on. So glad to see you. Hard-working, good-cooking little baby. Thank you for being a groovy lady.
There we go, another harmonica blues.
It's a harmonica morning, and I'm not mad.
I love the harmonica. Although, what we heard before that was the mouth harp, or bass harp, or something.
So I like whatever makes harmonica-ish noises.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. It's like the cooler, older brother of the kazoo.
Yes.
Maybe the other way around. Maybe the kazoo is like, you know, the goofy cousin.
Yeah. No, I agree to all that. Snaps to that, yeah.
What I would give if we could find a kazoo CD in this building.
What I would give to have a professional kazoo player in town to come do a live show.
Hey, if you're listening out there and you know how to play the kazoo
professionally,
well,
you can't just make one note. You have to be able to make
a few. No, okay, fine. If you can do a scale on the kazoo, we'd like to have you in
the
radio
station. We can work with
you. We can sign
you at KMSK.
For the record, we don't sign anyone. Well, I don't even know how
to
do that.
I don't do that. That's not my job.
Yeah, but I'd like to meet you if you know how to play a scale
on the kazoo.
Yeah.
Come kazoo for us.
Anyway, so this next track that you picked, Where is that CD? Oh, here it is. It's from the jazz section. And it's from our, like, we have sort of a variety section, which is when kind of there's a mix. It's not just like one guy who's put out one album. And you picked one that said Aspects of Jazz from the Netherlands.
Both two things I don't think about often are jazz in the Netherlands, and so I kind of wanted to
broaden
my horizons.
That's a real shame.
I know, and that's why I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm growing.
So, everyone, let's have a think about jazz in the Netherlands. There's one track called Track 9. It's called Zwief Keinen.
I would like that
one,
please.
I don't know if that's more German. I don't really know how to do a Dutch pronunciation, but we're going to go with that.
You convinced me, yeah.
Yeah,
let's
okay.
do that.
let's hear it. All right. So that was Aspects of Jazz from the Netherlands. Do you feel more informed on one, jazz, and two, the Netherlands?
I feel like I'm a better global citizen because of that track.
Yeah. And, you know, that's just part of the service that we provide to the community.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. you picked that one from the rock section from a band called Aquarium Rescue Unit. And it's from their album In a Perfect World. This is written in like red and bright green. It's like totally not colorblind friendly.
Sometimes graphic design, actually all the time, graphic design is a skill.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, many things are. So, enough talking. Yes. How about a track between 1 and 12?
How about 1? Let's do the first one.
Okay, we'll do title. Or it's not the title track. This one's called Search Yourself. And while we're listening, we will do some research on Aquarium Rescue Unit. Or maybe they'll tell us who they are.
Yeah, maybe they go, hi, I'm Aquarium Rescue Unit. This is my CD. I hope they start like that.
That's how you would start one.
Oh, 100%.
Sure. Uh-huh. There's no doubt. Okay. Yeah. All right, that was Aquarium Rescue Unit.
I love it.
Yeah, it was okay for me.
Okay. Not everything's a winner. We're two different people.
We are. And you can't pander to everyone's taste.
Exactly.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Well, Taylor, thanks for coming on and doing a little physical media roulette with me.
Thanks for letting me do this. I have so much fun.
I have such a joy. And folks, if only you could know what we didn't play.
Exactly. There's always next week.
There's always next week. And I hope you're ready for that.